Test, test, 1, 2, 1, 2, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, yo, I think we're back. And so are you. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Stream Strategy Fantasy Hockey Podcast. The squad is posted up. We just ate pizza, make us pasta. Got a carb load for the shitty game coming up. Man. Pretty much dream day. I'm Cal, I'm Chuck. How's it going, man?
It's going good. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm good both ways.
Yeah.
That's Cal and Chuck.
Yeah. I was a little confused there. I didn't know how to respond.
Yeah. We want to bust this one out quickly because we want to go play hockey really bad. Yeah, Weekend 18 of the Stream Strategy Fantasy Hockey Podcast is designed to find maximum value in the upcoming NHL schedule. For fantasy hockey, streaming means picking up players for a short period of time to maximize starts. We have compiled a list of players that we deem are worth consideration to pick up for the rest of the week. Check out the video version on YouTube, the post on Reddit, and of course the podcast version on Anchor or Spotify Podcasts or Apple Music Podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, the schedule: Thursday and Saturday are on nights, Friday and Sunday are off nights. True on night Thursday, Saturday, true off night Friday. So we got a bit of a busy Sunday, but in the scope of this weekend, we might call it an off night. Thursday, 8 games, Friday, 6, Saturday, 10, Sunday, 8. Good schedules for this week. We like the Anaheim Ducks, the Hurricanes, the Blue Jackets, the Islanders, the Rangers, the Penguins, the Sharks, the Blues, and the Jets. Personally, I would say that the top two schedules for this weekend are the Columbus Blue Jackets and the New York Rangers. Both of these teams have three games. The Blue Jackets are playing on two off nights, and the Rangers have one off night. So I'm definitely going to be giving both of those teams a look to try and stream some guys in. Bad schedules: Detroit, Montreal, Ottawa, Philly, Tampa, one game. Charlie, can you bring us through the streamers?
Yeah, we're going to jump into the Anaheim Ducks, first team with a good schedule for this weekend. Sonny Milano, he's playing on their first forward line, first power play unit, no PK time, got a season ranking of 315, rostered in 8% of leagues. Ryan Getzlaf, also on the first line and first power play, no PK, has a season ranking of 274, rostered in 22% of leagues. Rickard Rakell on the second forward line, first power play unit with no PK time, season ranking of 204, rostered in 12% of leagues. And if you're looking for a defense, Jamie Drysdale gets first defensive line deployment as well as that top power play unit with no PK time. He's got a season ranking of 392, rostered in 16% of leagues.
Yeah, I'll take a look at Getzlaf if there's availability. Fantastic deployment, and he has a reputation to produce sporadically.
Exactly. Looking at the Carolina Hurricanes, Steven Lorenz, a bit of a nobody considering he's ranked 562 on the season, rostered in 0% of leagues. He's going to get a chance on the second forward line, no power play unit and no PK time. So strictly a deployment play with that second line deployment. Jordan Staal, season ranking of 193, rostered in 21% of leagues, third forward line deployment, second power play unit and first PK time. And finally, Jacob Slavin, season ranking of 183, rostered in 61% of leagues. It is a bit high, but if he's available, go pick him up. He could be a hold for the rest of the season and for the playoffs. He's got first defensive line deployment, second power play unit, and second PK time.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what Carolina's plan is for their power play lineup. But what I have seen is D'Angelo is supposed to be out with an upper body injury for about 4 weeks.
That's rough.
That's their power play quarterback for the first line. He's still in the lineup on daily faceoff, so I'm wondering if Jacob Slavin gets moved up to that first power play line or if they put Ethan Bear there. But yeah, there is some hope for Slavin to get that position, maybe even Brett Pesce, or Pesce moves into the second power play unit. But yeah, Slavin's a good look because of that.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Moving over to the Columbus Blue Jackets, who we think are one of the better schedules this week, especially with the Thursday-Friday back-to-back. Boone Jenner, season ranking of 91, is rostered in only 56% of leagues. First forward line deployment, first power play unit, and second PK time. Jacob Voracek, with a season ranking of 222, is rostered in 46% of leagues. First forward line deployment, second power play unit, no PK time. Cole Sillinger, season ranking of 566, rostered in 1% of leagues. He's on the second forward line. Unfortunately, no power play time, but he does get second PK deployment as well. Oliver Bjorkstrand, season ranking of 234, sorry, rostered in 46% of leagues. He's on the second forward line. First power play and no PK time. Finally, Andrew Peak, who you're looking for hits and blocks if you're looking to stream from Andrew Peak. He's got a season ranking of 533, rostered in 3% of leagues. He's on the first defensive line, no power play time, and first PK unit.
Yeah, Jenner is a nice pickup I've held for a little bit in both the keeper and the Good Fantasy Hockey League. This season rank of 91 kind of popped out of nowhere. I don't really expect his overproduction to sustain. But if you're holding him, great. If he's available, yeah, take a damn look. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, Jacob Voracek is shooting amongst some of the lowest percentage of NHL hockey players in the league right now. With more than two goals.
2.5% shooting percentage.
I don't know if that means he's due or if that means he's just not the shooter, right?
Yeah.
But at 46% rostered with this first line forward and first line PP unit, I mean, I would probably like taking a look at Jakub Voracek over a Seattle guy, like a McCann or a Gourde for this weekend.
Yeah, well, he's playing with Line A as well. And Line A's been, you know, doing very well, especially recently. So I understand that completely.
I think that Line A line with Jenner, Voracek, and Line A is definitely a reason why Jenner has popped off so well as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Looking at the New York Islanders, nobody on this team really makes me excited except for Noah Dobson, playing on the second defensive line, first power play unit with no PK time. He's got a season ranking of 240 and is rostered in 42% of leagues. I also don't mind Zach Parise, season ranking of 411, rostered in 1% of leagues. He's on the first forward line, second power play unit, and second PK unit. And if you're looking for Anders Lee, you know, maybe somebody to give you a couple hits as well as shots and points. He's got a season ranking of 339, rostered in 29% of leagues, first forward line deployment, first power play unit, no PK time.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Islanders. They have the three-game schedule as well. Don't really like them as much as I like the Rangers. They've just let a bad taste in my mouth through this whole season, and I haven't really found a lot of success looking at their lineup for value, streaming value.
Yeah.
Even Anders Lee here, 29% rostered. That's not so much an under-rostered so much as it's reflective of his performance being a first-line forward and a first power play guy. It just really hasn't been there, so...
Yeah.
I mean, consider these if other options aren't available, but I wouldn't look at the Islanders first.
I agree. Looking at the New York Rangers, it is a little difficult to stream from this team. Pretty much everybody that you want on your team is well above 50% rostered. Ryan Strome might be the closest at about like 67%. But I'm going to recommend Alexis Lafreniere. He's playing on the first forward line, second power play unit, no PK time. He's got a season ranking of 462, rostered in 25% of leagues. Looking like a bit of a bust, similar to Hedl, but I don't know, maybe we got to give these guys a bit more deployment or a bit more development, sorry, or something.
Was Hedl that high of a pick?
I think Hedl, no, sorry, not Hedl, Kako. That's what I'm thinking about. Yeah. Dryden Hunt is also a good option. He's playing on the first forward line, no power play time, no PK time, season ranking of 540, rostered in 0% of leagues. And Ryan Lindgren, season ranking of 586, rostered in 5% of leagues. He's on the first defensive line, no power play time, and second PK unit.
Yeah, on daily faceoff, I see Hunt slotted into the second line right wing, but he's still on the line with Artemi Panarin and Ryan Strome. So it's hard to say which one of these is the true first or second line.
Right.
You know, they're definitely very comparable 1As and Bs. You almost want Panarin, Strome, and Hunt ahead of Zibanejad, Lafreniere, and Kreider.
Yeah, I feel you there.
But I do see... I'm very interested in Lafreniere because of this look. There should be opportunity. The deployment works. Yeah. I would even give like Hedl a look. I mean, just getting that second power play time. I kind of like that second power play. I don't really think that it does too much. But I just like the look of this.
They got a good lineup on the second power play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not, yeah, not too much. I would probably go for Hedel ahead of Hunt. Maybe that, not. Probably, I don't know. Honestly, I'm just going to go for Columbus first off.
Yeah. I'm on the same page as you. I don't like any of the streamers from the Rangers. Maybe Lafreniere, but
damn, it kind of sucks because they have a really nice schedule. Let's just go to the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Pittsburgh Penguins, I'm looking at Jeff Carter, second forward line, second power play unit, second PK unit, season ranking of 143, rostered in 38% of leagues. Some pretty good value there, especially with the under 40% rostered. Danton Heinen is also on the second forward line, second power play, no PK time. He's got a season ranking of 305, rostered in 2% of leagues. If you're looking for blocks and hits, Brian Dumoulin.
That's my boy.
Yeah, he's on the first defensive line, no power play time, second PK time, season ranking of 410, rostered in 4% of leagues. And John Marino, second defensive line, second power play unit, first PK unit, season ranking of 475, rostered in 2% of leagues.
Yeah, Carter's a good look, actually. 38% roster, that's great value at 143 season rank. How about the San Jose Sharks?
San Jose Sharks, looking at guys like Alexander Barabanov. First forward line, first power play unit, no PK time. Season ranking of 367, rostered in 4% of leagues. Rudolph Balcer is getting a chance on the second line, as well as Ryan Dzingel. They both have second power play unit with no PK time. Rudolph Balcer has a season ranking of 471, rostered in 1% of leagues. Dzingel, season ranking of 737, rostered in 1% of leagues. Mario Ferraro, second defensive line, second power play unit, second PK unit.
Blockmaster.
He is the blockmaster. Season ranking of 538 because public leagues don't track blocks and rostered in 11% of leagues.
A couple other good teams. We got St. Louis and Winnipeg for you. Robert Thomas, 32% rostered, season rank 211. First power play unit, second forward line. Isn't this crazy? He's only at 32%.
Yeah, it is crazy. He like doesn't get a lot of shots or hits or blocks, so his season ranking is usually in the higher, you know, around 200 or something. But he was around a point a game. He's pretty close to a point per game, getting a lot of assists this year.
Yeah.
I've been holding or streaming Robert Thomas at different points throughout the year with the good fantasy hockey league.
We actually see similar production from Brandon Saad at 239 season rank, 12% rostered, so a lot more value there. First line forward, second power play. I actually like Thomas more getting that first power play.
Oh yeah.
But if you are in a league that's looking at shorthanded points, then Brandon Saad is also on that first PK, but I mean, Robert Thomas is just a full package. You almost want him more on the second PK and the first power play unit. It's just better, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd also take a look at Colton Parayko. He's playing on the first line, first PK. And Nico Mikola, he's also playing on the first line in the first PK. Mikola's like a definite pickup, 1% rostered. So go check him out. Let's go through the Winnipeg Jets, then go through the stream strategy, and then go play some puck.
Oh, yeah. Winnipeg Jets, Paul Stastny. Broken record, first forward line, second power play unit, second PK unit. Season ranking of 384, rostered in 6% of leagues. Evgeny Svechnikov, season ranking 584, 0% rostered. He's on the second forward line, no power play or PK time. Josh Morrissey with the season ranking 199, rostered in 49% of leagues. Second defensive line, first power play unit, first PK time. And Eric Comrie with a season ranking of 166, rostered in 3% of leagues. He should get one of the two starts in this weekend schedule, as 4 games over 7 days seems like a lot, even for Hellebuck.
Yeah, Comrie is one of my favorite streaming options for goaltenders this season. But you kind of have to snipe it. You have to look for those back-to-backs and just pay attention. What's your stream strategy?
My stream strategy, well, I've been holding Morrissey and Stastny since Monday, so I'm probably just going to keep holding on to them. Going to be looking at Jordan Staal from Carolina for the Friday-Sunday split that they have. Also Boone Jenner, who I know is probably being held in the good fantasy hockey league, but I'm going to look to pick him up Thursday for the Thursday-Friday-Sunday. And also Brian Dumoulin from the Pittsburgh Penguins. I don't know if he'll fit into my roster on Saturday night, but if I can get 2 games out of him on Thursday-Sunday, that's fine with me.
Yeah, I'm holding Jenner. We could maybe work something out. I picked up Trevor Moore for last night's game against the Arizona Coyotes when I had the option to pick up Nathan Cirelli for Tampa's matchup against Edmonton, and I'm glad that I went with Moore over Cirelli, even though Cirelli, they came out with the win. Cirelli got an assist. Moore ended up getting two. So you can't really ask much more from a streamer, but not the best schedule from LA. I kind of like the back-to-back. It actually fits with my roster's buildup for getting guys in. Yeah, I don't really know if I'm going to see a significant benefit for picking up someone other than Trevor Moore before that back-to-back.
Yeah.
But on that Sunday, I'll definitely take a look at Eric Comrie against Arizona.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good game.
I like that matchup a lot. And San Jose has a back-to-back Saturday, Sunday. The second half is against Seattle, the first half being against Boston. So you're probably going to start your A squad, whoever you're more confident with, against Boston, right?
Yeah.
And that means whoever is not as confident, you go against Seattle. And Seattle's not exactly the most offensive threat I ever heard of. Aiden Hill is also day-to-day. There's someone named Zachary Sawchenko playing backup right now, so keep an eye on that. I'm thinking Reimer will get the start against Boston and Aiden Hill will get the start, or the backup, whoever it is, will get the start against Seattle. So whether it's this Sawchenko guy or Aiden Hill, that might be a good snipe as well.
Yeah, Aiden Hill's been playing great this year. I would love to grab him in that back-to-back against Seattle.
Really, that's like it, man. I mean, I've said this a few times. I'm just trying to get everything prepped for playoffs, make any moves that I think are beneficial.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I think I'm at the point where I'm comfortable losing a few categories.
Yeah,
I hear. And also get into playoffs.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure I'm going to make it to playoffs, but I'm at the point, especially in the division that we're both in, I'm like fourth in the league, but also fourth in the division. So, or third in the division, something like that. I know that there are a couple guys behind me who are catching up in some points, who are, you know, really turning up the gears. So I'm just trying to make sure I get the extra couple categories needed just to make it to playoffs.
Okay, that's it for us. Thanks, folks.
See you, folks.
PuckLegends.ca, code GOOD, free shipping for the best t-shirts you ever saw anywhere in the world. People will love you if you buy these t-shirts, and they'll say that you're cool, that you like hockey, and that hockey guy like Pavel Bure or Willie O'Ree, Nick Lidstrom, Gordie Howe, Doug Gilmore. Oh,
ooh. David Ayers.
David Ayers.
A true legend.
Gretzky, love you. Okay, thanks. Bye.
See you, folks.